But first, since we were just talking about greetings, we thought we would welcome to the program and into the studio our official show psychologist. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he has authored or co-authored over 4,000 books. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Good morning, Craig. How are you doing this fine morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's getting a little hot out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I must have had it in my coffee.
Oh, your coffee, yes. Gotta have that coffee.
So he has to sip it carefully.
It's so good. It's such great pick-me-up juice. Pick-me-up juice.
Pick-me-up.
Pick-me-up.
Yes,
right.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. The picnic.
Well, it's good to see you, and I know you're always busy writing books, and you've got some hot sports opinions on greetings.
Writing books. That's right. I heard you guys talking a little bit. It seemed like it was earlier in this week talking about greetings.
It was like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's right. It was. And, you know, it's really interesting.
It's what?
It's very interesting to when people greet each other these days. You know, we started with the standard handshake. Mm-hmm. For example, do you know why we shake with our right hand and not our left hand?
No.
No.
Interestingly enough, this started back in...
It what?
Started. Yes. S-T-E-R-T-E-D. Started.
That didn't help.
This started back when, before we had very good sanitation in the Middle Ages, and... people would clean their backside with their left hand.
Mm.
And so that's why you always shook with your right hand, because it was your cleanest hand. A lot of people didn't know that.
Mm, yeah, I think I've heard
that's
that.
Interesting.
About greeting.
I don't know if I believe
and,
that.
And we went with the standard handshake for dozens of years, leading into hundreds. And then the blacks came along.
I'm sorry?
And we started getting high fives and more exciting greetings, and dap started.
Okay.
Whereas white people really have not innovated much in the way of manual greetings.
No.
No, I guess not.
We've looked to other cultures.
Other
to
what?
Other cultures. To be more creative, have a little bit more flair. But we must remember that people are animals. We must remember that people are animals. So... we probably used to circle each other and sniff each other's rear in the old days.
Mm-hmm. There are rumors that you still do that.
Do
now,
you wait?
Come on.
Report that?
Yes.
I should mention that in some social circles, this practice has not been abandoned. but... but I've come out with a book here, George, and I'm going to give
that
this
at all.
I'm going to give this to you. It's the complete illustrated guide to sports greetings.
Sports greetings,
written by me along with Chili Davis.
Once again,
Chili
put the work again.
Yes, and we go through the different teams. You know that different fans of different teams greet each other in unique ways. Mm-hmm. For example. White Cowboy fans often greet each other by comparing Jay Novacek jerseys. The light of day, but I don't know. That's what they still wear.
Yeah, sure enough.
Oakland Raider fans greet each other by punching each other in the face and running away with each other's wallets.
Interesting.
Hoping that you end up with more than he ended up, that you'll net out well. Milwaukee Brewers fans greet each other by exchanging mediocrity and moving on. It's just what they do. And I have a few more things here that I want to show you.
This. What is that over there?
Do you guys ever follow the Mavericks?
Yes, we do follow
the
them.
Exciting franchise.
Yes,
from Dallas.
We do.
Yes.
Well, this book is Maverick related. Look at this. It's by Mark Cuban. It's called Shoulda Used Cyberdust, a collection of DeAndre Jordan dong shots.
I can see why that would be of special interest to you.
I guess so.
Because I published it. Yes, I wanted to do very well.
Publish it.
Right.
And right now, it is number 25 in women's crafts and hobbies on Amazon.
Well, congratulations.
I don't know why, but it is.
That's one of your best sellers.
And this is one for the QB fan, as they say.
The Cowboy fan.
Yes, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
This is called Paternity. A Sports Mystery by Jerry Jones and Jerry Jones Jr.
Okay.
It's where it's a work of fiction. It's where they explore the idea that Jerry Jr. is the son of someone else, according to one person, one author in this book. Hmm. So these are some sports books. Let's see, what's happened since the last time we talked?
Oh, a lot of stuff.
I can't believe I forget to see this. I got married!
You got married?
Yay!
Well, that's huge news, Dr. Maxwell. Congratulations.
For the second time!
Yes, we knew about your first marriage.
I used to think I would never get remarried. As a matter of fact, I swore that I would never get remarried. And now look at the ring on me.
Yes, and who's the lucky woman?
My spouse?
Yes.
My spouse is my long-time relationship. We just made it official.
Well, that's fantastic. Oh, What's her name?
Great. What's that now?
What's her name?
What are you asking?
I'm asking the name of your wife.
The name of who? What is that question anyway?
I don't understand your question.
Well, look, congratulations on the marriage.
My spouse is Shannon.
Oh, that's
tell
wonderful.
Tell Shannon we said hi and congratulations.
I will tell Shannon that.
Okay.
The Shannon will be happy to hear that.
Well, good.
Yes, thank you.
Well, we're very happy. We look forward to meeting her one day.
And we are registered at Crate and Barrel in Mid-Bethany, Maine.
Okay. We'll get you something. Get you something nice, Dr. Carlton.
Carlton Maxwell and Shannon.
Yes. Okay.
We've signed up for all kinds of cool things, you know, little Dixie cup caddies and his towels and, you know. Oh, my God, what am I saying?
There he goes, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.